That's right. It's What's Up Lagos right here with the tickets. And yes, what a day to be alive. Welcome, Lagos. Welcome, welcome. This is Lagos. This is where we converge. This is where we come together to have a great time on radio with the tickets on Nigeria's number one station for talk, Nigeria Info. It feels good to be back on radio. It felt like it was a very long weekend. Yeah. I don't know if it's just me feeling that way or it was a general feeling. It felt like the weekend was quite long. Was it long for you?
Yeah, it looked like it was. Maybe because of a number of activities. But, you know, usually... You know, maybe because of the activities we're engaged in. Let me put it that way. Let me not speak for everyone. At least we had a list of activities that we're engaged in that certainly must have made the weekend to look long.
That's right. How are you doing, though?
I'm doing good. You know, moments ago when you're talking about it's where we gather.
Yeah.
And the word that came to my mind was koinonia. You know, a communion.
That's
a
right.
Fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
A gathering of positive energy.
That's right.
That's exactly what it is.
So tell your brother, tell your sister, call your neighbor, call your mom, call your dad, call your wife, call your husband. Mm-hmm. Let's come together and have fun on radio with the tickets.
That's right. That's what we do here. And we use the opportunity to also drive some of the biggest family conversations and human angle stories and conversations of everyday happenings of everyday people in Lagos, in Nigeria, in Africa, in the world. Mm. So it's a place for everyone. We cannot start arguing about toothpaste now. I mean, it will be a major conversation, just saying.
Today, I have something I want to complain about. It seems like today is my turn to rant.
To rant.
All right, it's my turn to write. But before I rant about what I want to rant about this morning, Lagos, Nigeria, the first hour is all about you. You're going to tell us how you're doing, how you spent your weekend, what's going on around your area. Is there some gist you want us to know about? You can feel free to do that. 0700-993-993-993. And for women, this one's for you. 01465-7190. You can drop a WhatsApp message to
0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. And for someone who's tuning in for the first time and you're wondering how the show goes every day, well, it's Monday to Friday. The first hour, like you know, it's for you, like Andrea mentioned. You got to give us an update. But we also have our daily banter, what we call the banter. Our daily banter, where we just, you know, speak our mind. I guess, we'd also have that come in the mix within the first hour.
That's right.
And then the second hour is time for the family talk, where the biggest family conversation comes up from 11 o'clock.
That's right.
And then...
You want to say something?
Yeah, I was going to talk about the power solutions that's coming up much later.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Are you ready to... You're not ready to rant yet?
I need to rant my rants.
Okay.
Because it's doing me somehow in my belly. I am feeling some type of way. Because the day I complained about it, it felt like what's your problem in my own house. So I can't do this in my own house.
Wait. This rant, is it about me?
It's about you.
Oh,
how many other men who are on this table? So I'm going to shake that table. I'm going to shake it very well. I'm going to shake it to the extent that you're going to fold them flat.
We'll remove the table. If I this table you are shaking every day, we'll remove that table.
So I cooked this very delicious soup.
Not again.
Very delicious soup.
Okay.
Now, it's not about... I know what you're thinking. Now, it has nothing to do with either the soup I needed to compliment or, you know, to tell me how the soup tastes like or not. It's nothing like that. Okay, so this time around, after dishing your own food, you've eaten and everything, you went back to that pot to dip your hand into my pot.
It's not hand, it's
soup.
Spoon.
Soup, I mean, spoon, hand, shovel, cutlass, whatever you dip into that pot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know why you get to do that. I don't know why you get to do that.
So I cannot have part two.
You can't have part two.
Of the food.
Without me being the person to dip my hand myself.
Okay, wait.
Allow me to dip my hand myself into my pot of soup.
So what is the worry? Is it that I was going to eat again or because I went there without permission? Well, am I supposed to like take permission to go into the pot?
Well, yeah. It's
in my own house.
It's my pot, for God's sake. It's my soup.
In my house.
If you want to enter my kitchen, you say, babe, Can I take some more
in the park? The food?
Yeah.
Who is the food for? Please, I want to know.
It's for everybody in the house.
Who's everybody in the house?
That's where you get it wrong. It's not just you. It's for everybody in the house.
Who's everybody in the house?
If you want to enter my kitchen,
we're three.
To open the pot,
yeah.
You say, hey, babe, I want to take something in the pot. I want to eat more in the pot. Okay. Would you like to dish it for me or I take it myself?
No, you're busy. I saw that you're busy.
No,
you're busy.
Even if I was busy.
You should leave.
You can just tell me if you had chipped it in, you know, just whisper in my ear or say to me that, you want to, you know, dip a hand in the pot. And you didn't even come back to tell me that you had taken something from the pot.
And
then I come to ask you, did you take anything from the pot? I'm like, oh, okay, I did.
No. So that's exactly what you're angry about.
Yes.
So what are you saying? So the next time I am hungry and I just had a meal and I want to just have a small extra.
Yes.
To go.
You let me know.
Just add. I should let you know first.
Yes.
How many men think that there's something wrong with this
out
there?
There's nothing wrong with it, for God's sake. You tell me that you want to, you need more.
Why do I need permission to get into my own, I know that they apologized, but why do I need permission, really? Since you've gotten a ring now.
It's my kitchen.
Your kitchen? In which house?
It's my pot of soap.
In which house?
Well,
is it a kitchen?
That particular section belongs to me.
So have we divided the house?
I'm not dividing
the house. So where is my own section?
Oh my goodness.
Because
I knew you were going to take it to this
we
angle.
Cannot even the TV or whatever you would hear the remote says, I want to watch, we move. I go to the extra room. This is where I want to chill.
That you let me know.
Matrimonial room, the wardrobes, as many as, no matter how many wardrobes you have, you will still have more space. In fact, I remember you still have a space in my own part, my own little compartment. The small space you give me to put my clothes, you still have space there.
Mm-hmm.
Now the kitchen, I cannot go and eat.
No, you can't.
I'm not saying
you cannot.
I should ask for permission.
You can just tell me that you want to, you know, go in there. It's not a big deal. I don't know why.
Maybe I'm too African. Like maybe I'm too bush. I'm just but guys,
you're not.
Who is on this table? What side are you on right now? Does she have the right? Not even a right now, before
I
people turn it
to
have the
right,
another matter.
Mm.
I'm not part of your company. I don't think that
it's okay. Let's leave it that way.
We know
where we're going.
We know. So on what side are you on? Even when she's busy, do men always have to take permission to go into the women's part, the kitchen?
Yeah, yes.
And eat?
Yes, you have to.
I'm hungry. I know how to call. Okay, you're not home, girl. I should call you.
Well, if I'm... Oh, goodness. So if I'm not at home, it's a different ballgame. But I also would love that, you know, send me a chat to say, oh, what do you have in the kitchen? Mm. I'm hungry, or should I go in there and take what is, you know? Because, like, we plan, right? Mm. We plan the meal for the week. We plan the meal. Even the meat and the fish in the pot, we plan.
Plan meat and fish again.
I'm telling you.
That's another thing you fry.
We plan it.
Sometimes you would have a lot of this thing. You fry many, 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 many things.
Oh, no.
You fry fish. Many things will be available. And then you'll be saying that it's based on plan. You can't take fish now. You take meat now. You now. I take that. I agree
plan.
That. Okay.
You plan for it.
You're trying to make sure that diet is balanced for more time, not plenty meat or fish.
Uh-huh.
You should mix it up. I've agreed. But saying that, I cannot go and eat the one that we're eating. I don't know, man. The phone lines are buzzing. Maybe we should bring Lagos in.
Wow.
I'm what?
The phone lines are buzzing off the hook. So Lagos, let's bring you in right now. Now, this is true life situation. We're not making this up. Trust me, it was a huge fight yesterday. I had to come in, you know, just so that we can know how many of us are on this boat, or how many of us are sitting on this table. And then, you know, either we smash the table or we find where to put nail, you know?
And
nail it.
I was not eating with guilt. Abi, did I offend? The food as I'm eating.
That one is guilty conscience, like, I do you.
For what?
Guilty conscience.
Guys, the way it happened, I was in the kitchen. She just was seeing me. I did not know she was seeing me by the window. The moment I just put this back, I just said, I'm seeing you. I shook like a baby. Like, hey. And I said, in my house again. No. Is that? I just remember what really happened.
Nancy, I'm seeing you. You're seeing me. I so what?
All right, guys, let's hear from you. It's 0700-993-993-993. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Don't worry. Catch your breath. Catch your breath. We got you.
So I personally think that the kitchen is for us.
My sister. Yeah. Help me tell them.
Yes, because we tell you how we want our kitchen to be like. We design our kitchen. Mm-hmm. We do everything that has to do with the kitchen. Mm-hmm. It's ours.
Okay.
Thank you.
So you've got to take permission. I think you need to visit the UK.
Are you serious?
Tell you that it's for us. It's for the women. There's no dragging in.
Thank you.
The only time you're allowed to look into the kitchen is for surprises purposes. Mm. Just that.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's our kitchen.
Thank you so much, darling. We didn't get your name.
Sharon.
Thank you, Sharon.
Let's be marking ticket.
Thank you, Sharon. You're a darling. You're a sweetheart.
Andrea,
I want to give you a hug right now.
Andrea 110. We'll find out here today. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive!
Welcome, welcome.
Hello, my lovely people.
Mm. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Gilbert on the line.
Gilbert. Welcome, Gilbert.
Thank you, my brother. My sister, how are you?
We're fine, thank you.
Look, you guys are making me laugh. Yeah, my ribs are cracking.
It's a good thing to laugh. It's a good thing.
Let's see. Uh-huh. The fact is that the kitchen belongs to the two of you.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. Let me tell you, Andrea.
Okay.
What if you are not feeling well?
Okay.
What will you go to the kitchen?
I mean, that's a different case entirely.
It's as if you have done the same thing. Tell.
He has the right to go to the kitchen.
Mm.
As well as you two have the right. But you are the chief.
Okay.
You know that that's your corner.
So he should go into the kitchen, open my pot, even though I've planned my meal.
The pot belongs to two of you.
I see. It's like you have done it before.
Have you done it before?
Damn you.
Mm-hmm.
See, because he can also go to the kitchen and use the pot and make me for two of you to eat.
So there's nothing wrong, right?
There's nothing wrong.
Okay. Thank you, Gilbert. 1-1. Let's go back to the calls. Dodi. Hey.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Welcome.
Okay, this is my first time calling your program. You two are very funny.
Oh, shout out.
What you do? Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, Andrea. This matter, you are your own.
For real? Are you
a lady and I don't bloody care.
No. Okay.
My husband is not for this of yours. He prefers for me to dish out food for him, but I like him to go and dish it out for himself.
Okay.
Our kitchen is our pot.
Okay.
My kitchen.
Oh. Nice one. All right.
I'm okay with it. I don't even like dishing out food for people. I like food to go and serve themselves.
Ah, I see.
All right. Yeah, what's your name?
Even when my in-laws come, go and just sit by yourself.
Sort yourself. Serve yourself. Okay.
So,
what?
I'm with you on this one.
Greg, okay. What's your name?
Your name, please.
Ebele. My name is Ebele.
Ebele. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless you.
It's our TV.
It's our kitchen, is our pot. I love that.
Women like us that are protective of our pot. Where are you?
What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
My name is Lillian.
Your name is Lillian?
Lillian.
Yes.
Welcome.
Andrea, now what for you?
What didn't happen?
Now what?
Am I the one that is going to fall down today?
I get this one, I don't support you.
Chai!
On a serious note, I've been married for 15 years.
Okay.
I think, I don't really see anything wrong with my husband. I will just tease him. Oh boy, you don't go take it again. Anything wrong.
Thank you, Lillian. Man,
there's no need for him telling you, okay, I want to go take something in the port, you know, something like, well, we are protective of our port. Maybe today we would learn not to be protective, but we are very protective of our port.
We'll settle this matter. I'm sure at the end of the day, if I reach out, I'll not be going to port. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
As you like,
Abby. Good morning. This is Jesse. Okay, I call you from Ikorodu.
Okay, welcome.
Welcome, Izzy.
Okay. So, again.
Hey, nah, did I shoot myself in the foot?
No, it's rotten.
Jesus.
Yeah. You know, go let's call this matter paying you. Make I tell you my own.
Okay, go ahead.
What about after preparing dinner in the evening, everybody will eat? Hello?
Yes.
Oh, we're here.
Go ahead.
So everybody has finished eating. You will be on bed thinking that both of you are on bed sleeping. The next thing you see, somebody woke up 12 midnight looking for what to eat. What about that one? So it's in their DNA. Just eat them like that.
Chai.
It's in their DNA.
Okay.
So
thank you for sharing.
This is for Andrea. It's not for me. It doesn't sound like support. Thank you for showing it. It's in our DNA to eat anytime.
What's up?
We're learning.
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Welcome.
Yeah. Me personally, I don't like for a man going to the port. But today I'm in the port calling, so. Yes.
Why?
Yes, now, some minister and feminists said that a man should cook. Now, why must a man cook now and he will not go to the port, the same port, to carry food?
Okay.
They said that a man must cook this time around. A man must cook. The man decided to go and cook. Then the woman went to cook. Then he said the man will not go and carry meat. The man will carry meat, carry fish himself, join.
I see.
Okay,
it's all right.
Thank you.
It's like you're on that table and today the table just breaking.
What's the name? I don't know. I didn't get the name.
0700-993-993-993. Lagos, tell us how you're doing before you jump on our banter.
All right, indeed. Let us know how you're doing. We almost forgot that. So I mean, it had to come on the radio because I know my mom was also like that.
Protective,
I mean,
of the port. Yeah?
And my mom used to cook just the way you do. We cook different meals because we
prepare
had a large family.
Prepare
for the week, have meals, have different soups. Sometimes we have like 3-4 soups.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's love. So, but she will always be, she wants to guide it. She wants to make sure that she decides what everybody eats at different times. Now, I got to know when I grew that, I mean, you actually taught me to realize that, look, you can't just be eating same
kind of meal
all the
time.
Mix up your meals.
Yeah.
I mean, balanced diet and different form. Let me say carb. So I see you make that effort and ensure that there are different kinds of meals. So I understood that. There are times you plan your meal and you would like it to go according to your plan. But I was wondering why there's a problem with if there's enough. It's not as if this one is not management issue. There is enough food, and my mom never liked it.
So,
and you are not comfortable with it.
I want to.
You just need that me to ask. Okay, I want to eat. You want to dish it for me instead of me going to the port. Why?
Maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm just one different kind of woman. But I actually love it when except I'm extremely tired.
Okay.
Except I don't have the strength to.
Okay.
Which I love that most times you take up the responsibility to do that. But I actually enjoy it myself.
Okay.
To dish the way I want to dish it and give it to you. We'll go on a break and we'll come back.
As you fast delivery every day from so many of your favorite restaurants around town, and right now there are amazing deals that will feed your hunger and save you some cash every day of the week. Here are some of the mouth-watering deals you can get right now on Jumia Food. Jumia Food's 5 for 50% promo. All you have to do is order 5 days in a week with Jumia Food and get a 50% off voucher for your next order. By a week, we mean Monday to Sunday. If you qualify, expect a congratulatory email and or SMS by the following Monday. The deal runs till the end of August. Please note, the 50% discount is capped at 5,000 Naira and must be used in the same week you receive it. It will not be valid after that. Some other deals with some of your favorite fast food restaurants to get 20% off capped at 2,000 Naira are The Place Restaurant. The code is Place AUG. At Chicken Republic, the code is CRAUG. At KFC, the code is KFCAUG. Coldstone Offers, code is CSCAUG. And Hubmart, the code is MARKET02. Download the Jumia Food app on iOS and Play Store and have your cravings satisfied in minutes.
This is an infomercial.
If you're looking for an exciting deal on Mac, look no further. Buy Apple's latest MacBook and iMac with the new M1 chip and get 2 years warranty. Grab this exciting offer at iConnect at Palms Mall, Lekki, and iDevices Store at Jarrah Mall, Ikeja. Terms and conditions apply.
On a cool day, what do you want to do?
Make you spice up your life.
As in, collect suyas in a hot. And chilled Sprite to take cool body.
Give your favorite pepper meal that extra vibe with a chilled bottle of Sprite, now in a new bottle. Enjoy the refreshing lemon-lime taste of Sprite, no matter the heat.
Apollo, my guy. How every now?
Bencho, what is now? Eh? That is money you just call me.
See, eh? Nine mobile, they give me call bonus when I love you finish. Now all my guys go here.
If you never recharge your Nine mobile line for 40 days or more, recharge 200 naira and above, and we go summon you 6 times your recharge and double data bonus.
Apollo, my guy.
Bencho, see, I go block you now. I go block you now. You go see him.
Terms and conditions day. Nine mobile.
My family loves the new Kellogg's cornflakes, the original. So this is how my mornings go now.
Give me my Kellogg's,
my tasty Kellogg's cornflakes.
I love my Kellogg's,
my crunchy Kellogg's cornflakes.
Oh, oh, the original.
Oh, oh,
nutritious.
Oh, oh.
Reintroducing Kellogg's cornflakes. For a great start to the day, go grab the new Kellogg's cornflakes now.
If you're looking for an exciting deal on Mac, look no further. Buy Apple's latest MacBook and iMac with the new M1 chip and get 2 years warranty. Grab this exciting offer at iConnect at Palms Mall, Lekki, and iDevices Store at Jarrah Mall, Ikeja. Terms and conditions apply.
You get money for account, yeah. You won't take small thing inside, yeah. Just do cardless withdrawal with any Momo agent. Oga, madam, where is your card? I don't forget down for house. If you do cardless withdrawal with any Momo agent, anytime you need the money, but your card is there for yonder. Just go do cardless withdrawal with any Momo agent. Cardless withdrawal with Momo agent.
Now you fit withdraw money even if you not hold your card for any Momo agents where they near you. Just dial *223# to take touchlight the Momo agent where they near your domot. Momo agent. Safe, fast, no wahala.
Mommy Shade, this child looks sickly. Try and take her to the hospital. I wish I could, but expenses are too much. Don't tell me you have not heard about LSHS Ilera Eko. Ilera Eko, what is that?
Lagos Health is our wealth. Ilera Eko.
Oh yes, Lagos State Health Management Agency, LASHMA, has designed an affordable and quality healthcare scheme for Lagos residents. Ilera Eko, at your convenience, you can have access to antenatal, delivery, immunization, management of hypertension, diabetes and other illnesses, family planning and basic emergencies. Register with Ilera Eko branded agents and at the nearest Ilera Eko branded outlets. Pay 40,000 Naira annual subscription for a family package or 8,500 Naira for an individual package and start to experience peace of mind. For more information, call 0700 Ilera Eko or 0800 Ask LASHMA or visit www.lashma.com. Ilera Eko, affordable and quality healthcare for Lagos residents.
Looking for the best place to buy land anywhere in Lagos State? Well, search no more. EUC Homes is the answer. With over 40 estates, we are known to be the best at what we do. Call us now on 0817-194-7272. That is 0817-194-7272 to purchase the very best of lands in Lagos with genuine title documents. Invest with EUC Homes today and enjoy good lands free from all forms of encumbrance and no omonile drama. For more inquiries, please call 0817-194-7272. That is 0817-194-7272. Or visit our office at Suite E124/127 Road 2, Ikota Shopping Complex, VGC Lekki, Lagos, EUC Homes. Now we be the Baba for real estate.
Welcome back to your number one talk, news, and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
Lagos, Nigeria. Welcome back. We are still very much live on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3. Wherever it is you're listening to us, is Nigeria Info. We are the Techers. I'm Collins. Well, let me start with the latest. Ladies first, Collins. Be a gentleman. She's Andrea Odubi. Teke.
And he is Collins. Okay.
Thanks for the prestige pause. It's 10:32. A good time to come back on the radio and find out who's on whose side on our banter today.
Who's on whose side?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll be asking you also to tell us what the feel is like in your Lungu or your neighborhood.
Yeah.
We'd like to know, how did the weekend go? Was it an eventful weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Or how did it go for you? You'd like to share with us? We'd like to hear that.
Yes, I was saying that it's not like I can't say, you know, for you to go take food yourself. But sometimes I just, you know, I started with saying that, you know, I want to know that you're going to the port to take something.
Mm-hmm.
And hoping that it's not what I have prepared for another week that you're going to take. I mean, for the week that you're going to take. You know, I just want you to let me know that you are going to the port to take something. That's all I'm asking, right?
Is it a sign of respect, or is it just...
to some extent, right? And then... respecting the hard work that I put in to prepare the meal. Now it goes beyond saying
it's like abusing the pot. Abusing, just go there because nobody's, you know, just
right. That's how I feel.
It's a bad habit to eat too much anyways.
That's how I feel. I just feel like, I mean, just let me know that you want to go take something in the pot. That's all.
Well, yeah. Lagos, what do you think? Have you been in that situation? Would you like to share with us? Or if you do, it's not your matter, you're not interested in, you can go ahead and just tell us how you're doing.
It feels like I'm already thrown under the bus right now, but it's okay.
So I far, am... 1, 2, 3. Well, you have 2, I have 3. What's up, Lagos?
I'm still very protective of my phone.
Chest alive.
Yes, the microphone heavyweight.
Naso.
Thank you.
And Andrea, what's your nickname? I don't know your nickname.
We can go with the hummingbird.
Hummingbird.
Okay. I love you guys.
Thank you.
So, based on the topic that is ongoing,
mm-hmm.
Andrea, I will not support
you.
Nah.
What's your name? Your name?
What? Hold my hand.
Hi, yay!
We are fighting for our women's education, not education.
What? You said what?
I said women. We don't want, to be
relegated to the kitchen.
You understand me?
Yeah.
We want men to support us in kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
What we are fighting for. Men should help us support us in kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, now, what if this college cook? He tell you that if you are hungry, that you want to go and take food.
Is his food? He's going to take it himself. I mean, you don't get the point wrong. I'm not saying he cannot enter the kitchen to do what. I'm not saying he can't enter the kitchen to cook for me or do what he wants. I'm just saying if I have prepared my meal for the week, if I have prepared a certain meal and planned it, it's only nice that you ask me so that I can, you know, give a go ahead if it's good, if it would not disrupt my plan. Simple, you know?
So you are not with her. What's your name? Let me write it down.
You're planning about this meal. You're so afraid of planning.
Okay, what's your name, ma'am?
Hello.
What's your name? Oh boy,
hey,
sorry.
Is that her airtime?
Man, wow. Sorry about that. Well, but that's another person for me.
Hello,
what's up, Lagos?
Oh God, Chris is really right.
We men who protect their pots, show up now.
Why are you doing this?
You are so right. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, my sister. Thank you. God bless you.
What we do is called portioning and organization.
God bless you, my sister. God bless you.
And there's a saying that goes, too many hands in the pot spoils the broth.
God bless you, my sister.
So, when we portion, don't worry, we always put the husband's pieces of meat in the portion in the pot.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to ask us so that, you know, you don't start trying to search for, this meat is bigger than this one. And then in the process, all the soup.
You understand?
Mm.
Hi.
So,
hi.
Heavyweight, please go easy on our kitchen.
All right.
The way they go easy on your wallet.
Nessa, what's your name, please?
Timmy,
one bottle for you. One bottle
of water.
One bottle, yes, of water.
Thank you.
God bless you.
So you see,
that is making sense now. On one hand,
that's actually my point here. So I know that a lot of people are going to be on the edge because of the whole women. I mean, the equality thing. Nobody's saying he's not equal. We're not equal. I mean, Collins goes into the kitchen and cooks sometimes. He goes into the kitchen and, you know, he does like he like. I wish you were in my house to know how things go.
Some of my, you know, just to buttress that.
Okay.
One of my most, you know, whenever I have the time, I'm available and I don't have any. Even though I don't have, I make it as a point of duty.
Yeah.
I love, I enjoy. It's part of my hobbies to wash plates. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. And then, you know, there are other things I would not like to do.
Yeah.
But, you know, that particular one, I enjoy doing.
So he goes into the kitchen, he washes the plates, he washes the dishes.
Yep.
He washes the pot. I don't like washing the pot, and he washes the pot. So if it's about equality, having to be do things together in the kitchen, he does it. So I'm talking about planning my meal.
Uh-huh.
Remember, we're talking about food this time
in the
around.
Pot, put
in the
hand.
Pot, this come and dip your hand when, you know, I have portioned and have planned and, you know. I know that's okay for this whole morning. This is what and what who and who is going to eat. The rest of the day, this is what who and who is going to eat. And then you go and then you, you know.
Me, I see food, I eat. That's it. I go there, I gresh. I locate the meal.
It's the same people that will come back and say, people, you don't manage. You don't manage. I give you money. Where's the food? You don't manage.
Anyways, let's take another call and find out what Lagos thinks about this banter. It looks like the banter is a hot topic right now.
It is. Top of the day to you.
Hello, Eddie.
What's up, Lagos? You that hell in my
mouth. Hello, Kalani.
Holy Adam.
Israelite.
Israelite.
You know what?
We know.
You know, the Israelites suffered great war.
Yes.
So they were under starvation.
Bam.
Before they were rescued from Egypt.
You're correct.
So that spirit is still following.
I can't believe that.
Have a right over the entire house.
Okay.
And I want my daughter to know
that
the more she remains in the kitchen, the more the bread gets sagged. And the face will be wrinkled. So she is not behaving as a queen.
Queen
do not remain in the kitchen all the time.
Okay.
Rather, you can send your husband bring me your meal.
All right.
The husband can save as many as he is.
Okay.
After all, what is it? My colleague is from a rich family, Lagosha Adat. Yeah, you address him as a property man.
Oh.
Try the sum of 500 naira. Naira only.
So you are saying that I can go to the pot anytime and touch the soup.
Anytime, any day, anywhere. Let Andrella know that she's a queen.
Okay, she should not go there.
We remain in the kitchen all the time. They are not beautiful.
Okay, thank you very much. You know, it's always a delight to hear from you.
Mama.
Even though sometimes, you know, I'll be asking, you know, regular Jews, but enjoy hearing from you.
She made some sense.
She
said the Israelites suffered
starvation.
And so the spirit of starvation is following their ancestors and not, you know.
Oh, boy.
So maybe that's why Man. I'm trying to manage
but, and not,
you know, waste food and eat excessively. So
yeah, let's bring it back to the topic, because it looks like the last caller, of course, you know, was not very much in tune with what we're talking about.
Mm.
It is specific. I learned the hard way.
Yeah.
Through solid slap and correct knock. I don't know what they're calling you, but they want to give you like this. For my mom,
mm-hmm.
how not to go to her port. And one of the reasons was because she got to know, how she knew it was the fact that the following day, the soup was bad.
Yeah.
Because I went after she had warmed the soup,
mm-hmm.
and I went there to do, you know, we stole normal.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, if you didn't steal, meat, maybe you didn't, you probably did not have a typical African home experience. Mm-hmm. But that was my experience. So, I just went there, stole it. And I used, well, not like I used my hands, I used the spoon.
Mm-hmm.
But what I noticed was that even though it was still warm when I did it, the following morning the soup was bad. And she got to know who touched my... She asked that question. And nobody else. I was the eldest. And nobody else could say. I owned up. And she beat me and told me never to go there.
Mm.
So I had that knowledge. Okay, well, the reason is because it gets spoiled. But now in my house, I'm
this
like,
it's my own house. It's your house, yes. And then don't get me wrong. It's not that you're stealing. It's not that...
Yes,
sometimes whenever you even ask me, I'll be like, It's your food now. You get it. But I'm just saying, if it's something,
you should be in the know.
I should be in the know. Exactly. That's just what I'm asking. Is it too hard?
Okay.
Is it difficult?
Let's talk to the next negotiation. Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Emeka. I'm from Kirtland.
Yeah. Emeka.
Emeka.
Welcome, sir.
He's going to slice me up right now. Emeka, go ahead. Let's hear.
Right on.
I don't know.
When I was in Eleko, that's Eleko side, that's a free zone side.
All right.
So one day when I cook, my wife is not around, so I give my daughters and I take my hand to dip soup into that pot.
Okay.
The following day, the soup gets soured.
Mm.
So I called one mama. I asked her, why this soup gets soured? He said that, anytime I cook, whether I cook or whether not anybody cook, if that my wife is not around, let me call my daughter, my small daughter, 4 years, 3 years. Let him dip that plate and give me soup and see whether the soup goes sour.
Yes.
I try it, the soup not sour.
Wow.
My small daughter, small pikin, I'm the one that cook her because my wife used to go outside and sell market. My small daughter, his name is Mama, he goes there and dip the soup and give everybody. I leave the soup. I don't normally leave the soup. See, the flowing day, the soup not sour. I shock.
Wow.
Since that day till now, my daughter is almost 12 years. If I cook or if I wash plate to go and give me soup, my daughter, yeah, or second one, or if no day, I will leave it.
Wow.
It's not sour, try it.
So you're saying that it has to be a woman who will put a hand in the pot, as long as he's a woman that cooks the food?
Normally, this Nigeria is not Oyibo. This is Nigeria. Try it, you will see.
Wow. Okay, so you're saying that I should not go to the port too?
Don't touch the soup. Just for your small daughter. If the food is 2 years, 3 years, let him try it.
All right.
Holy hand. Just try it. Holy, you will know. My name is Emeka Ab. I'm married with two daughters and one son now.
All right. Mm. Thank you, Emeka. I appreciate you a lot for this. This is some revelation.
You were going to slice me. But you know, do you believe that?
Believer.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
What's
welcome.
Up?
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
What's your name?
This is Grace from Ikorodu.
Hi, Grace.
Welcome, Grace.
Yes. I've been listening to you guys for a while and I really like your connection, your communications and everything.
Thank you.
So what Emeka said is actually a little bit true when in certain soups. However, if it's a lady that cooks it and somebody else touches it, it can go sour.
Mm.
Now, why I'm calling is not actually to say that I am with your wife.
Andrea.
In the sense that sometimes women plan like for a week the soup you eat today, how many people are eating, and then you budgeted everything, and then somebody goes and just cut out your budget for the week.
Mm-hmm.
You, it's like you start all over again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I do that with my husband as well. That, like, on Saturday, I was going out, and I knew it's going to be at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that the soup, if I leave it the way it is, I'll probably not come back to anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I took out my own portion, kept it in the fridge. And when I came back, I was like, oh, you finished everything, so what are you going to eat now?
Hmm.
I was like, won't I eat things at my home? I said, well, okay, no problem. I'm going to take my own, I'm going to eat now. And he was like, so what am I going to eat? I said, you've been at home and you've been eating, going to eat.
To take as you like. Like, can you imagine?
Okay, you didn't ask me, did I even eat before leaving the house? You understand? So
yeah.
It's good that... fine, it's okay. Well, if the mom is at home, you want to give your children, you should at least ask, okay, how did you prepare this food?
Thank you.
Well, how am I going to serve it?
Thank you.
At least.
Oh.
So that
you
will not come back and feel so like, what the heck?
You know, wasted effort. Just like that.
Sometimes when you get home so tired from work and you feel like, how do I even start? You know, it drives me back in your brain. Even we think of the next meal after we feel before preparing the first meal. You understand?
Yeah. Thank you, darling. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
I know that. I mean, some people are on that bench of, you know,
that quality.
Is a man in my own house? Will I come and take permission? But you see, you heard her. She makes so much sense. And then for some other person who would say, she's a queen, not be in the kitchen to stress herself to cook. Pending when I have a chef. Right now, I don't have a chef. So I have to cook, all right, and plan the week. And it makes it easier for me. So after planning for the week, and then you go to my portal without asking, okay, which did you plan for this day? What did you plan for that day? Which one is for me to eat right now?
Mm-hmm.
And then you just go and you dip and take as you like. Come on. Think about it.
I mean, if you have a chef, that's what I understand. I think from this perspective, I know what it takes to prepare a meal. I mean, I've put myself in that position once or twice, a number of times. And I know what it takes. It's not biscuits. So imagine you had a plan.
Yeah.
So this is me like aligning with you. Well, sometimes the man, you don't be like in my own house again, plan.
No, it's just to understand. No, it's just to understand
just
us and our part. I get it too. When that manly thing comes in and then you're like, in my house, I should be able to eat what
whatever.
I want. But you see, that's where understanding and communication comes in. You ask me, babe, what's up? I saw that you prepared lots and lots of meals.
Can I have a plate?
You know, one is for me? Which one did you plan for the week? Which one did you... You know, just ask me and then I'll tell you, okay, you can take that one. You know, you can take this one. Oh, this one is for general. Mm-hmm. Or this portion is for this.
Uh-huh.
Simple.
Because there's a plan attached to it.
Absolutely,
you don't
just my
cook
point.
Put it there. Making sense. I'm almost converted gradually. But let's hear more from Lagos. The phone lines haven't stopped buzzing. We are the Techers, and this is Nigeria Info.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Good morning.
Good morning. For me.
For you.
For you. You are not alone. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes, you have Sushebo on the line.
Hi, Sushebo.
Adria, I'm on your side.
Really now?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to slice me too.
No, for real. That's how it's supposed to be. It's just that we have destroyed very important culture that was useful.
Okay.
But since the advent of some people that believe they are equal, then things go haywire.
Okay.
Apart from the bottom power, the stomach power is also the power of the women. In my culture, we have simply destroyed it. You know, when you are last for organization, we don't have the right to be going to the port anyhow. As some people have said, it destroys what is in the pot. You know, when we use our men's eye go to the pot, imagine what will happen there. So for me, that right should be reserved for women, especially those ones who cook at home.
That's right.
They should have the right to dish out the food for each and everyone in the house. And nobody should near the pot. And when they tell you that, yes, and when they tell you that, you see today, because of this, there's no food here. Please, let us abide by that. That is my own belief.
All right. Thank you, Soshibu. Wow. What's up, Lagos? Good morning. We got Lagos.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
My name is Mercy. I'm calling from Alimo Show.
Welcome, Mercy.
Welcome, Mercy.
I would have supported Collins, but because men don't know how to manage, I would support Andrea. Because men, even if visitors come, they will say, go and party. They will go, even if their wife is not around, they will go and dish food the way they like. Later they will say, that soup, has it finished? They don't know how to manage. So, even when they buy something, maybe meat or fish in a big way, they will want you to cook it and bring it out. Everybody will eat it that same day. The woman knows how to manage. We plan. So, it's better you allow your wife, because women are better
managers
to manage the pot of soup or the kitchen.
Okay.
That does not mean that you'll not be happy, no.
That's right. That's right.
But allow your wife to manage the kitchen and learn how to manage the kitchen from your wife.
All right. Thank you.
That was a very loaded contribution with instructive statements.
Yeah.
Like, women are better managers. Agreed.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is not to say that women are relegated to the kitchen.
To the kitchen. And I think that's where people are getting it wrong.
Please don't have a preconceived mindset to contribute to this topic.
Yeah.
It's our banter is specifically on destructing plans. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I did not know. Me, I was just acting as every other African man or general person would act.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the kitchen, your own kitchen in your house, see any food cooked by whoever.
Jump on it.
Crash. But I'm learning now that usually there's a plan.
Yeah.
And why the plan is important, so that it's even at the end of the day for me, so that I will not come back. We're looking, okay, what's there to eat? And like, oh, I have not prepared this, the one I prepared. So there's usually a plan. So it's only right for me to ask from my partner, look, what do you think? This food, is it available for Gresham? If you say yes, it's available, go ahead. Just so we don't disrupt the plan. She also mentioned that you should learn how to manage the kitchen from the woman so that we can also know how to manage it.
Yeah.
So I'm sure if I understood what it means to plan series of meals for a family, I won't just go to the pot anyhow.
True that.
I would, you know, put the plan in mind.
Yeah.
So I'm learning something. Let's hear more from, I hope someone else is learning too. Well, oh boy, we have to, one more minute so we can squeeze in.
Hello.
Hello, darling.
You're back again.
I'm back, darling.
We have, you have 1 minute. 1 minute.
Yes, 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what, let me tell you. You should know how to starve the cockroach in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
For a whole week, don't go there to, near the kitchen.
Mm.
What are the restaurants for? Eat good rest, a good restaurant, rest your body.
Okay.
Your body is the temple of God.
Okay.
Was it a joke when God said you should shout like an eagle? Does eagle eat leftover food? They're always on the hot food.
Okay.
Just your phone with you.
All right. You made your point. That's a topic. You've given us another topic. You know, there are those who say they want fresh meal every day.
I know, right?
Can that really work?
You know, marriage. Anyway, we need to go on a break. We'll be right back.
You know, for some people, right, as we go on the break, for some people, some food, some soup will be sweet the following day better. We'll come back to that. Have you taken banga soup for next day?
Ay, ay, ay.
You will know that there's a difference.
Okay, we need to go on a break quick.
I don't know what experts say about fresh meal, but hey, in Africa, second day banga soup is the best. I'll be right back.
All right, welcome back. It's 11:03 on the clock. It's What's Up Lagos with the Techers. I am Andrea Odwobi Teke. I think I should put the hummingbird behind my name again.
Yeah.
It's a long time I said that as an appellation to myself, you know, a very long time. But anyways, guys, welcome. And I think I need to quickly say something. The phone lines are still buzzing.
Yep.
We need to quickly, you know, change the atmosphere quickly. and join the family talk in just a moment. But before then, I realize that some of us are trying to, you know, create the divide already, saying that you're not clamoring that women, their place is not in the kitchen and all of that. But hey, this is what I'm saying. If I prepared my meal, if I planned the meal for the home, it's only right that you ask me, okay, what and what did you plan for? Which and which is for us, right? If he, I mean, if Collins were, if it was you who cooked and you prepared the meal and you planned for the week, I would ask you, like, which, what did you plan for this day? Am I to take this or take that? I think it's just standard. It's mutual respect. If he's the one in the kitchen cooking, I don't think I would barge in on him to disrupt his plan for his, I mean, the meal that he had cooked. And I only expect the same thing as well. That's all.
So and I'm it's not a gender that, divide. It's not an equality question.
Nobody is saying the woman's place is in the kitchen. All right?
I mean, I mean, who still says that today?
I'm
anyway, it's 5 minutes.
A lot of WhatsApp messages, you know, that I can't even take right now. It might just change the mood
what
and the atmosphere, you know, right now. But we have to move.
All right, I think they got the whole idea wrong. It's okay to get it wrong, but we're not even talking about that, like you said. What I've learned here today, and I think there are people like me out there. If not everyone, it's not we don't expect everyone to be like the same. All right, but the lessons to pick up here is that once there's a plan, it, there's need for you to consult whoever has the plan, especially if it was not a joint plan.
Yeah.
And then, yes, I think it's mutual respect, like you said, for you to just let the person who is in charge. Somebody's got to be in charge.
Absolutely.
And for everything. Let whoever is in charge, whether it's forever or for just the day or the period, the week. No.
Just ask.
It's just procedure. We are people that would find it difficult to follow procedure. And I'm also guilty of that because, yeah, the society we live in, nobody follows procedure. Nobody, planning is less a thing in our daily lives, as you can see in the way we go about our activities on a daily basis. We plan, but not as much as we're supposed to. Most people do it that way. I know a lot of people plan, but it is only right for you to find out what the plan is and know if it's going to be disrupted by whatever action you're going to take, whether it's going to the pot or, you know,
or anything else.
There are times I even want to help out with something and you tell me I don't need you. I don't need you to help me on this. I'm a hands-on.
Let me ask you, if you were the one who cooked and planned and prepared for the week, how would you feel if I walked into, I mean, when in your absence, entered the kitchen, scooped out the meal that you had planned and probably ate almost everything and you came back home and you found out that how would you feel?
Yes, natural as a human being, if I'm expecting something and I come in and I notice that, look, you have taken out of it, and I mean, you've taken the meal, I would certainly feel a certain way. But talking about you and I right now, because you have done it more times than me, you've done more, I'll feel a bit like, okay, here's my food, you know, that kind of situation. That's me being real. But there's no denying the fact that when you have a plan and it's disrupted, like you, I put plan a meal, I cooked and I put everything there, okay, I'm expecting. Or maybe I wanted to surprise you, I wanted to eat it in a certain way. And you now go ahead and take it without telling me. I'll feel cross, or whatever it is to say.
That's the point, actually.
That's exactly what I have learned here, certainly, from experience.
So will you ask me next
time? Next time.
Are you just going and taking as you like?
Next time, just... You have me in mind. Have me in mind.
Okay.
Have me in mind.
I always do, actually. That's the reason I'm like, okay, no, now allow me to, you know, give you the one that I planned for you. You know.
Okay. I think that concludes that conversation. The banter eventually took the whole 1 hour.
Wow.
But I hope it was worth the time. Wow. We have about 20 more minutes to spend some time here. And these 20 minutes, we're going to release you. We're going to make sure that we stick to the time a bit, all right? Everyone that calls, try to put it within 1 minute to contribute. Because our topic now is going to move away into the family talk. And today's topic has to do with children or a child, depending.
Parenting.
Kind of. Bottom line. And yes, we're going to bring this parenting conversation today. And it has to do with enrolling a child in school. You know, we have been, you know, deliberating. Of course, we're at that stage where, you know, gradually we have to start looking. Okay, Zane, will he get in school? You know, stuff like that. Is it for homeschooling? And we're asking, what is the appropriate time or age for one to say from experience. You know, when you hear from experienced parents, what's the one you hear from those who are planning? You know, usually they say parenting, you in your opinion, as an individual, whether an expert or just anybody, do you think it's appropriate? And bring your strong points. It's not, oh, I think, why do you think this should be the age?
I've had conversations with some said 4 years. They are not putting their children in any daycare or what's it called, reception class or what else they call play group and what have you. That is just a waste of time and effort and all of that. Some people say until the child is around 4 years, 5 years, thereabouts. Some say 6 years before they put them in school. That they probably homeschool to that particular age and what have you. Some have, you know, gone with it immediately. It's 1 year. Immediately he can say daddy. He can say dada straight to school. Some people start with, you know, 17 months. Some people start with 2 years and what have you. But we're asking today, which do you think is appropriate to start, you know, to enroll your child in school?
What age indeed? Now, let's just take it away from the age and timing and all that. Let's talk about early. Let's even add it. Is it, are there advantages, better advantages of enrolling your child early. Let's say, oh, from crèche, you just let the child be there. You know, you enroll when they're 1 year. Do you later find out that there are advantages in terms of the child's behavior or in terms of, you know, how they do in school much later? Or is it better that you handled the training or as it were, if you can?
Or by yourself.
Or by yourself until they can, you know, they know black and white. What are the dangers? We hear of stories of child being kept in a place because they cannot express themselves. The child come back with a cocoa in the hand. You'll be like, what what happened to you? The child, I'm dead, they're dead, man. Or the child is, you know, is speaking Chinese or making a setting sound, not telling you. They can't express themselves. And you are not maybe sensitive enough to know when the child is telling you something. So some have said, well, because of that, I don't want to put a child in until the child can talk.
To say, and say express himself verbally.
Yes, express himself verbally. Before, what is your own in this table? Where do you stand? Where exactly would you say? What exactly would you say concerning this? So that's our topic on the Family Talk. Please keep your talk 1 minute so that we can take as many calls as possible and hear from as many people as possible.
That's right. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. Wow, the phone lines are buzzing, really.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, welcome.
What's up, ladies?
Chest alive.
Hi, Sharon. Welcome.
Hi, Sharon.
So, personally, I think that because of the way technology and civilization is increasing, rapidly growing, I think that initially it should be like 3 years for a child
to start school, three years.
Yeah, to start school. But because of advancement of civilization and the way children are growing these days, I feel like once a child starts talking, I think it's right the child start a formal education.
Okay.
Because I think it's not really because some children even talk before one, and that's the reason why some we have children at the age of 15, 14, they are done with their secondary education.
School.
So I think it's just a matter of watching the child. Once you see the child is talking, you don't, so that the child doesn't begin to learn the wrong things. At home when you're not there to guard the child. So I think it's right when that child starts talking. The child should be formally educated.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Sharon. Hi, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
I'm a colleague from Ikorodu.
Okay, welcome.
Okay, like the topic on ground now. I have three kids. My first daughter started schooling at age 1 year and 10 months that day. But there is one thing the proprietress used to tell me. Don't be in haste. Seeing her writing. Allow her to grow. Allow her to grow. She will still write. Allow her to grow. Now, my last baby that is with me now, I said if she is not 3 years, she will not start formal school. Reason is because the school my kids are attending presently now, if a child is not up to 3 years, they will not give that child admission. If that child is not 3 years, and I ask why, they said that child will be able to say something when he or she gets home. If the teacher is doing something wrong to the child,
yeah,
that child will be able to say something that my teacher did this,
yeah,
or somebody did this, somebody did that to me. My auntie's daughter is going to that school before. Anything that happens in the class, when she gets home, at that age 3, she will narrate everything to the mom. So that gets me thinking, and I'm still standing on it. I said, if that girl is not 3 years, she's not going to school. And you will see the kids there. The other day, when I get to the school, I looked at one child. Is this not Sinzope? They said, see how sharp and brilliant he is. They are independent. You will see them carrying their lunch boxes by themselves.
So you're saying until your child is independent?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. At what age?
All right, 0700-993-993-993. There are also some... Okay, we have a call. Zero. Hi, welcome.
What's up, Lego?
Chest alive.
This is Mr. Frank, I'm back.
Mr. Frank.
Okay. Please, you have to speak a little...
louder.
Yeah, I'm alpha now.
Okay,
better.
That's better.
Go ahead, quickly.
Yeah.
1 minute.
You see, the truth must have to be told.
Okay.
Then this modern age women now, they are using schools now to be doing sometimes you see a baby, a mother will pass her baby to the school. Then when she gets to the school, she will remove the baby and give to the teacher. What is the baby going to learn? You see some baby, mommy, mommy, they will speak that original Chinese language. Then there will be some people will be teaching from before. They will be playing. They'll be crying, some will be sleeping. What are they learning? Some will be claiming as maybe they, my son or my daughter have started going to school. What are you going to do?
So what age do you think?
The normal age is 5 years.
Five years. All right.
There's no two ways about it.
Okay. Thank you so much. Hello.
Hi. Welcome.
What's up, Lego?
Cheers to life.
Okay, on the topic of
studying. What's your name, please?
I'm David, calling from Lekki.
All right,
David, let's talk.
On the topic of sending a child early to school is very advisable because our modern days now, children grow more than their age.
Okay.
And when the baby is small, the brain is empty. And little children of these days, they capture everything fast.
Okay.
So when you send them to school, you send your baby at age of one, does not fast forward to let him to at least spend like 1 year and a month in a single class before they promote him.
Okay. So you're saying appropriate age for you, it's a year.
A year, 1 year is okay.
Okay. Right.
Since the brain is empty, it should start impacting something good in the brain.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
I don't know that I would agree with the fact that the brain is empty at the time.
Well, let's say for more parents, especially from experience directly.
There have been some parents who are on this, they feel like before they could put their children in school, they should be able to understand the child's personality. Mm-hmm. They should be able to understand the child's, observe the child for some time well enough, know if the child is independent, know if the child is able to speak. Observe when the child needs something. observe when the child is trying to communicate something before taking them to school.
That's right.
I heard parents say things like that. And I think I'm also of that opinion where I should be able to understand my child's personality, you know how he's receptive to learning, know how the kind of learning he likes that works for him. And that would also help me to know the kind of school, you know, that can help him learn the way he should learn.
Yeah, I mean, one of the callers also mentioned the fact that learning that some women take excuses. I don't like when people generalize stuff.
Yeah.
Excuses of, you know, school to put children, do what they're supposed to do, and get to teachers.
Yeah.
Now, if you have a bit of experience, you realize that no matter what age or what time you send your child to school, even the teachers and the schools will let you know that educating a child, the parents have a major role to play, even while they're in school.
Absolutely.
So that's out of it. It's not a question of pushing responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Whether a child is in school or not, how long do they stay in school? When they come back home,
won't they still meet you as a parent?
Do you think they think that they are not in school now, they're at home, they're not supposed to learn? They'll carry a book and bring it to you. So you still have the job to do, whether they're in school or not. So that doesn't cut it at all. Teaching a child, it's both the parents and the teachers, always.
Hello?
Yeah.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Okay. I just want to contribute to the topic. What age is appropriate? I have two daughters.
Okay.
And for my own experience with the two daughters, I can at least safely make a deduction.
Yeah.
I have of the opinion that children should not actually be sent to too early.
Hmm.
So, my first daughter, I didn't allow her to go to school until she was 3 years old.
Okay.
So,
what were your reasons?
My reason?
Yeah.
I felt that she wasn't too right. I mean, not by her own standard, but I just feel that at 3, that's an appropriate age for a child to, you know, the child is matured, and talk and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And so she went to kindergarten at 3.
Okay.
And, you know, she was very, shall I say, smart. And then the teachers, in fact, she had to get 2 promotions eventually.
Wow.
Because she could understand and she could learn faster than others.
And that means she must have done some work, some background work before taking her to school.
Yes.
Mm.
Now, my second daughter, of course, because I was working then, but at the same time, my second daughter, because I couldn't keep her at home until she was 3, I sent her off to school at 1.5. And I tell you, I could see the difference. She caught up slower than her senior sister. And, you know, it went on like that until much, much later. I didn't have a choice. If I had my way, I would have also kept her at home until she was 3 years old.
Mm.
But that's by the way.
Yeah.
So you can see the advantage of allowing a child to be a little bit more matured, a little be able to talk and all that.
Okay.
You know, I went to a boarding school, and when I went to boarding school at 12, and I saw those who came to boarding school at 8 and at 9, I saw that, you know, they were not just able to cope with a lot of things.
Mm.
Some of their parents were flying from wherever they were to come and help them wash their sheets, help them write notes and do all that. So it's important, as much as it is possible, I know because of the way things are now, mothers have to work and they have to earn a living. But if it is possible, I think with a little maturity, you know,
so you're saying 3 years.
Children, it's better, much, much better.
All right. Thank you.
Hello? Hello?
What's up, ladies?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Fezmi. I'm calling from Onupan.
Go ahead.
Welcome.
Yeah, on the topic of today, I think it largely depends on the parents.
Okay.
This is my reason. You know, way back when we are growing up, what they usually tell us is if your right hand or your left hand doesn't
can touch the other part of your ear,
you will be admitted into the school system, right?
Yeah.
And those are back in the days. Things have changed now. A lot of things have changed now. technologies have changed almost everything. Mm-hmm. I have a daughter of 2 years now, 2 years plus, 2 years, 3 months. I tell you, when she was around one year, my baby knows how to open my phone. Mm-hmm. She knows where to go to find her YouTube. Hmm. She knows how to start her cartoons. Like all these ones, I didn't teach her all of this.
Yeah.
Right? So right now I just put her in one of those, you know, schools.
Daycare.
Daycare. So they did that lesson last week. Guess what? She's the most outspoken student.
Hmm. Wow. Wow.
So I think it largely depends on the parents.
The parent.
That, oh, this child has potential.
Mm-hmm.
Then why would you let that go to waste? So I realized that while she was at age one, right,
mm-hmm.
my baby doesn't, like, everywhere she sees pen and a book in the house, that's the best toy in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Be it biro, be it something she can use to scribble on the paper.
Yeah.
That's her first toy. And at age one, so you can imagine
if you didn't take
a little child like that,
mm-hmm.
having such kind of view at that age, and then I would say that she's not right for school, let's keep her to five. You can imagine.
All right, so thank you. So it depends on the child and the parents.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes, yes.
Thank you so much. Appreciate.
Also, that could be a good point because mm-hmm. there's some children who, I mean, they mature. Exactly. They mature faster. They are eager to learn at the age of one or two. You see them before two. You see them trying to, you know, pick up a pen, just like he said, trying to learn one or two things. So, yeah, that could also be a point.
Well, I think we'll squeeze in the call and after that for 1 minute. And after that, we'll go on a break and then we'll say bye-bye, right?
That's right. This could be a part. We'd have a part two.
Certainly.
Yeah, hello. Yeah,
hi.
I know I've called earlier, but I wanted to say something.
Okay.
So, I listened to the last caller now and the person was of that opinion as well. Because I'm like, it depends on children and their maturity.
That's
and
right.
How well the parents can study their children.
Their child.
That's
observe
right.
their
I know
child.
A situation whereby I grew up as a child where my parents always played this children song for me. Before
yeah.
one, I started talking.
Mm.
And if I stay around a surrounding where children are more and then there are these
help you learn better
kind of children. And then the child will be quick to learning bad things.
That's
right. So if that child is learning fast, you see that child is not even up to three, and that child is learning pretty fast. Like my big auntie.
All right.
That child is two. She's not right. going to be like, no, she's two.
We need to go on a break, yeah. We'll be right back.
More talk, news, and sports after this.